More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
Sunday night, Magic Indulgence, and we've been invited to a glamorous location to meet a glamorous lady who writes about glamorous things. Jackie Collins, thank you for inviting us to your suite at the Dorchester.
Thank you, Paul. It's really great to have you here.
And welcome back to Magic as well. You're a kind of a regular on the radio station.
I know. I love music, you see. Music is one of my passions. I use music when I'm writing. I love to, you know, people say, how do you get those incredibly erotic sex scenes? And I go, because I put on somebody like R. Kelly and listen to fantastic music.
Right. Well, your first song selection is Robbie Williams, who's an L.A. resident. That's where you're based most of the time, isn't
it? It's very interesting because he's an L.A. resident, but nobody seems to know him there. And I think he likes that, probably because he's such a huge star in Europe that he can just wander around and nobody really bothers him. And I love his music. I love his songs. I loved him when he was in Take That. And I think he has a fantastic solo career.
Okay. Great. That's Robbie and Feel, and it's the first song selection from our guest on Indulgence tonight, and it's Jackie Collins who's with us, talking about your new book, Married Lovers.
Yes, which is already number three, I'm delighted to say.
Well, there you go.
The Sunday Times.
And one thing I've noticed about you, Jackie, is that you're a hardworking lady, not only in the amount of books that you write, but you get out there and you talk about it, don't you? And
I do. I think it's very important. Writing a book is like having a baby. You want to give it a good start in life, you know? And so I don't just walk away when I've written a book. I come back and I talk about it and I come on all the shows. And people go, why are you doing this? You don't have to. And I say, of course I don't have to. But I love doing it. I have a passion for writing. And my biggest critics are the people who've never read me. And it's kind of fun to get Jackie Collins virgins and then kind of turn them over.
Okay.
So to speak.
There
doesn't sound right, Paul, does
no,
it?
No, there are some, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Virgins out there.
Oh, just a few.
Not many.
Just a few.
And you've been to Moscow recently as well.
I have.
First time.
Russia was quite incredible. I loved it. It was very interesting to walk around the Red Square and to see the Kremlin and to meet the people.
Yeah. And what do they make of a lady like you who writes raunchy novels?
They had bought out one of my Lucky Sant' Angelo novels, Drop Dead Beautiful, and they bought out four more at the same time. So I did a signing, and it was very interesting because everybody at the signing was in their 20s. They must have shut all the old people away because the girls there in droves, they love my books there. Well, I do write a lot of hookers and gangsters, so I guess they thought, we'll better have a look at this.
She knows what she's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, another song now, and talking of traveling, it's Trains and Boats and Planes, which you must see a lot of.
I do, but I love Dionne Warwick. I think her early music that she did with Burt Bacharach is absolutely incredible, like Walk On By and some of those tracks. But this means a lot to me because I was in Spain when I would hear this song all the time and I was engaged, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to come back to London and get married or not. So it's kind of an interesting track for me.
What happened?
I came back to London and got married and had beautiful children, so I'm glad I did that. But, you know, I was decision-making. Because there was somebody else in Spain. I'm telling you much more than I should.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Magic 105.4, it's Indulgence. Jackie Collins is with us. We've got some great music selections coming up from you later on, Jackie. But I wanted to talk about your early days, because you're a Londoner.
Uh-huh.
By birth.
Yes.
And when did you move out to L.A.? Because I think that's where you're mainly based now.
Well, I was thrown out of school at 15. So I'm a self, you know, I followed my dream. Because I was thrown out of school, I came to Hollywood and hung out and had fun and met so many people. And I've lived there permanently now for the last 20 years, but I've been back and forth, you know, before that. And I love it. I mean, I think it's a fantastic city to write about. It's certainly the city of dreams, and I love writing the rags to riches stories. I love writing strong women. Perhaps bad boys who can be reformed by the right woman, if that's possible. And, it's a perfect place for me to write.
Begs a question, going back to what you said earlier. What were you expelled from school for?
Well, there were a variety of reasons. One was I pretended to be American. I said, my father is in the CIA. He's a spy. And I'm secretly American, but I cannot reveal this. Two, I played truant every day and went to the movies in Leicester Square. Three, I would wave at the resident flasher when we went to play tennis and say, oh, cold day today, isn't it? And that was the final straw.
Combination of things, isn't
yeah,
it, really?
Yeah, exactly.
So you always had a vivid imagination if you were making up stories about your dad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I came top in composition at school and bottom in everything else.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't think schools, well, today they're probably different, but they didn't teach me anything. They taught me how to play truant, how to get out the window at any given opportunity.
You should meet one of my daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 18. Let's not go there.
Okay.
Let's take some Tina Turner now. There's another feisty lady.
Oh, yeah. What's love got to do with it, right? A friend of mine made that movie, and he produced it, and so I was on the set quite a bit, and it was interesting to watch the fabulous Angela Bassett bring Tina Turner to life. So this is a great track.
That's Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, one of the song choices from our indulgence guest tonight, who is Jackie Collins. And there's lots more to talk about with Jackie after we learn a little more about her life with this week's Indulgence Extra. Sunday nights, Magic 105.4 and Indulgence tonight. I'm with Jackie Collins and we're at your suite at the Dorchester here in beautiful Hyde Park Corner. What a great location to come to as well.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this hotel is fantastic. I always come here. It's like coming home, really, for me. And they all know me here and the doormen are great and the people are great and the housekeepers. It's fantastic. I used to have a house here and then I would come home and find myself, you know, scrubbing because the Char lady would never come in while I was away. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get rid of this and I'm going to stay at the Dorchester.
Yeah.
Spoil myself.
Well, it's a lovely location. And gosh, you're looking so well, Jackie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I've been all over the place. I had a tour bus in America for 2 months this year, and it was the old Mariah Carey tour bus. It's now the Avril Lavigne tour bus, but I had it in between.
It was the Jackie Collins.
It was the Jackie Collins tour bus. I felt like a rock star. We went to 26 cities across the South in America.
Wow.
And it was a fantastic experience, though, because I got to meet so many people. It was sponsored by Harrah's Casinos, so I was speaking at casinos to 500-600 people a time.
Right.
And it was amazing, and I loved it. It was just great. The tour bus would go 500 miles, and I'd go, no, we're there already? I can't believe it. So I blogged the tour on my website, jackiecollins.com, and that was fun. People loved that because I kept on talking about the food in all these different southern states, you know. We'd be in Biloxi, then we'd be in the Smoky Mountains, then we'd be in New Orleans, and we'd be in Atlanta. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah, what a way to see that country as well,
isn't it?
I know. Fantastic. Well, you mentioned earlier that music gets you in the mood to write a sexy scene, and Barry White, I guess, it's pretty high up on that list, isn't it?
Well, Barry White is the king of, you know, kind of sensual seduction. Unless you're going to listen to somebody like Usher or R. Kelly, you can go to Barry White, old times.
Okay. And we're on the back of Barry White now, aren't we?
No, you're going into Sting now.
Gosh, the amount of people who choose that song, it's fantastic.
What Fields of Gold?
Mm. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's just a good song.
Don't you love iTunes, where you can go and put in a song and find everybody who's done
it?
And now, have you done the Genius thing on it now, where you choose a song that you want, and
then
they put together a list for you?
Connects things for
you,
yeah. If you like this, you might like it.
I don't really like that, though. But I mean, because I'm so particular on iTunes. But it's good, though, if you're in a hurry and you just want to make a CD quickly. You'll put in something like, you know, What's Going On, Marvin Gaye, which I'm very disappointed is not on this list.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that in.
Oh, great. It's my fave.
Is it?
Yep. Who can we take out?
We can add.
We can add
it.
We can add
one. I'm going to put it after Sting.
Okay.
Okay. What's Going On, Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
Yep. Lovely song. All right.
Yeah.
Magic 105.4. We're back with Jackie Collins talking about married lovers. You're 26th novel.
I know. It seems incredible to me.
How did that happen?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, there I was writing away, and I finally wrote my first novel, The World is Full of Married Men. And there was an
1968.
MP. Yeah. Okay. There was an MP in London who was at the time in the closet. And he, you know, took this half page in the Sunday People and said, this is the most shocking book I've ever read. Number one within 2 weeks. And I've never looked back. I mean, that was kind of cool, wasn't it?
You should have cut him in on the royalty.
I should have. Then later he came out of the closet. So I don't know what he was so angry about, because it was knocking the double standard on its head, which I've been doing ever since.
Yeah.
Because I've always written very equally about men and women. And I think that's why people like my book so much, because I write all colors, all ages, all sizes, all sexual orientation. So there's always something for everybody in my books. And, you know, it's never really changed. I mean, because that's the world I live in.
Mm.
And a lot of writers just, you know, very narrow-minded about what they write. They write about their lives. But I write about everybody. I'm a storyteller. I'm not a literary writer. And I've never wanted to be a literary writer. I want to tell stories. If it was 100 years ago, you and I would be sitting around a campfire and I'd be saying, let me tell you a story, Paul.
Do it.
Yeah, right. And it's kind of like, you know, our next track is going to be Sting, and it's kind of the same thing. He tells stories in his songs. He's a very thoughtful singer-songwriter, and that's what I love about his music. So we're going to listen to Fields of Gold.
Perfect.
Great.
She's doing your job.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. I write books in my spare time.
So. Oh, yeah,
no,
sure.
I don't. So this isn't a Barry White.
The back of Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Indulgence, Magic 105.4, and we're with a lady who, well, knows how to indulge, Jackie Collins, and we've just heard one of your thoughtful little there.
Yeah, I do, though. Yeah. I do, yeah.
Well, why not?
Well, I believe in life and doing what you want to do, if you can.
Yeah.
You know?
And we've just heard a fabulous song there, which you just told me is your favourite song.
What's Going On, Marvin Gaye, is the absolute best. And I used it in the first book I wrote about the Santangelo family, Lucky Santangelo.
These are the kind of gambling and crime family.
Yeah, exactly. And I've written 6 books about them. Right. And in the first book, which was called Chances, Lucky is trapped in the New York blackout in the 70s with a gorgeous guy, black guy, who turns out later in the book to be her half-brother, but she doesn't know this. And they somehow or other end up back at his apartment, and they kind of get carried away. And I got so carried away writing the scene that I had them play Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Little did I realize that the electricity was out. There was a total blackout, so how were they playing this record?
Wind-up gramophone, I'm guessing.
They had wind-up gramophones in the 70s. I'm thinking, you know, there was a way.
There's a little...
I got so many letters about that. I'm sorry, I just got carried away with it. But, you know, it could be, yes, a portable.
Okay, time for another song choice. And is this lady a friend of yours, Madonna?
Madonna, I have never met Madonna. Well, I have met her, actually. I met her when she was going out with Michael Jackson at one of the Swifty Lazar famous Oscar parties in Hollywood. And they made a very strange couple together, I can tell you that. They made a big entrance, and everybody's kind of, you know, it was full of movie stars, and everybody's like looking at, what is Madonna doing with Michael Jackson? But I'm sure they had a good time. I took a couple of photos, of course.
Yeah, really?
Because I'm going to be doing a photo book called Jackie Collins Hollywood. Be out next year.
Because we've just spoken earlier about your love of
cameras.
Photography.
I love photography. Yeah, yeah. So I've been taking it for years and years and years. I mean, I've been taking snaps at Hollywood parties. Last year I gave a birthday party for Michael Caine, and Scarlett Johansson sang him Happy Birthday a la Marilyn Monroe. And, of course, I was photographing it. It was in my house, so it was perfectly, you know, acceptable.
You're allowed. Yeah.
Yes, I'm allowed. I once took a photo of Frank Sinatra. I knew him in his last years, and he came to my house for dinner with his wife, and I had this lovely kind of dining room all set up, and it looked so pretty, but she brought him in early, and it was a buffet, and sat him at a table and served him, and nobody else was in the room. And I thought, the room looks so pretty. I think I'll take a picture of the room. And so I went right up in the other corner, took a picture of the room, and Frank went nuts. He leaped to his feet. Paparazzi are in here somewhere. There's paparazzi outside the window. And he was screaming. And I had to go over and apologize and say, I'm so sorry, Frank. It was me. There's no paparazzi here. Oh, it was a nasty moment.
And did that calm him down? Because he had quite a fiery temper.
Yeah, he did have a temper. He did have a temper, especially in the last years of his life.
Right.
Yeah, so he calmed down. He ate his dinner. Everybody wanted a photo with him, so later he stood at the bar, and I was taking pictures of him with, you know, Tony Danza and various other celebrities who are going, please, take me with Frank. Yeah. And I'm going, okay. So I've got some great pictures.
He is the king, isn't he?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Elvis is the king of that kind of pop music.
But Elvis and Frank Sinatra, they can't be beat.
No. Well, look, here is an opportunity for you to pick a Madonna song for us. Which one would you like?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's the one that I cannot pronounce. Let me see.
La Isla Bonita.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Excellent.
Que
yes.
Bella.
Yes. Madonna, I think, we were talking about Madonna, and she's such an interesting character. And she did say in a magazine article once that along with J.D. Salinger, I was her favorite writer. But that was many years ago, so she's probably changed her mind since then. I think she has a very interesting style, and I think her style has survived the years.
Well, styles, really, isn't it?
That's she's a changing. Stylist, yes. Yeah, yeah. And I think her new CD, well, it's not so new now, a few months ago, but there's some interesting tracks on it, including She's Not Me, which is a very interesting track, if anybody listens to it in view of what's going on in the newspapers recently. But I love this track. It's got a kind of like, you know, rhythm to it.
Beautiful. Okay. Lovely. It should be Will Young.
This is so much fun.
Leave right now.
Will Young.
Okay.
Do you see what I've done there? I've put that one at the end.
Leave right now.
Leave right now.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always thinking.
Yeah. He's not just a
He's
pretty face.
Thinking.
Not even a pretty face.
Oh, you are, Jamie. You
are, Jamie.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Boy band.
Yes.
Definitely boy band.
Yeah,
material.
Jamie should be on TV. Mm. Yeah. I didn't realize I was going to see these two attractive men come in this morning.
I am still recording, aren't I? Yes.
Yeah, we've got that. Keep that. Keep that. Okay. Magic on a Sunday Night, our indulgence guest is Jackie Collins. It's been great fun meeting you, Jackie.
I know. I've loved talking to you, Paul. Yeah. It really has been fun.
Good.
Yeah, music to me is, as I said earlier, so interesting. You know, my husband used to own a nightclub in London called Tramp, and I used to sit there every night till 3 o'clock in the morning. So I would listen to absolutely everything, right. And I think that is one of my loves of music. And also when I was 16, I was going out with this guy that wrote for the New Musical Express. So I found myself at times in cabs with, you know, great jazz musicians going to gigs and all of that. And so I've always loved all kinds of music.
And I guess all the time storing up these characters and the sights that you saw at those nightclubs and Tramp and filing it all away. And eventually it all comes
My readers love playing the guessing game. You know, they'll pick up Married Lovers and they'll go, ooh, who is the talk show host? Who is the movie star? Yeah. And they make good guesses, but I never admit who it is.
Can we have a radio host in the next one, please?
Well, there's a talk show host in this one. Radio host would be good.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can you call him Paul?
No. Although, Paul is one of my favorite names.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I love that name. And names are very important to me. As you probably know, if you've ever read any of my books, there's like Cameron Paradise. Everybody's talking about that name. And I love the name. And I'm writing a book now called Poor Little Bitch Girl. And the heroine is going to be called Denver Jones. Don't you love it?
Denver Jones, yeah.
Denver Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
Flows nicely.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Which brings us to...
Will Young.
Will Young.
There you go.
Yeah, and I never saw him when he was on, I think it was the X Factor, he won the X Factor or Pop Idol, but I did hear his music, and I thought, this guy's incredible, and when I heard that he was a contest winner, I was very surprised, but I think he's got a great quality to his voice, and it's one of those singles that you love to play over and over and doesn't date, sort of like my books.
That's Will Young and Leave Right Now, and that's what we've got to do. Thank you for inviting us to the Dorchester to meet you, Jackie Collins, this morning.
Paul, it was my pleasure.
And you're doing so much work still for this book, Married Lovers. I think you're on the Paul O'Grady show soon. Yeah.
November the 7th, I'm on Paul O'Grady. I'm hosting it, and my two guests, this is so interesting, are Paul O'Grady and Paris Hilton. So it's a wild show. We've already recorded it, and I hope everybody watches.
And you already mentioned that you have the next book already set up and planned to go. All the ideas are there in your head.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, I just know the title and the three characters, and it's three girls, and one's a madam, and one's a lawyer, and one's an intern in Washington. And they're all in their early 20s, and they all went to school together. And it opens with a murder. So we'll see what happens next.
And you just think about it as you go, do you?
Yeah, as I go. Right. I write the characters as I go. And in Married Lovers, I wrote everybody as they happen. So people say to me, I can't put your books down. And I say, it's because when I'm writing, I can't put my pen down because I write in longhand still.
Fabulous. Well, great to meet you, Jackie Collins. Good luck with the book. And thank you for joining us on Magic.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.